And we're joined now by Knoxville bowling coach Sean Renard as the Panthers finished up their season a couple of weeks ago. And Sean, good to talk to you one final time as we do the season wrap-up.
Yes, good seeing you again this afternoon, Derek.
Let's kind of do a full overview of boys and girls' seasons. Your thoughts on how things went and how the season's played out.
You know, on the boys' side, right at the very end of the year, we had a couple of individuals that had been on JV all year that their averages finally got up high enough that they deserved a shot to be on the varsity side. So that was good to see that growth and move them up. We moved them up right at the last second, right before we were supposed to have our conference meet that got canceled. So then we went right into state qualifier. One of the young men bowled exceptionally well. The outcome we had at state was less than desirable. Troy finished just 16 pins out of making it to a state berth title. But the circumstances for the day were pretty tough. But from the boys' side, you know, finishing the season off the way we did, we were pleased with it.
And as far as the girls, how did their season play out?
You know, it was the same thing, right? At the very end, we had a JV bowler that her average had gotten right there where she was in contention for a varsity spot. We moved her up, and she performed very well when we needed her to. The girls' side of it, the scores were about where I figured they would be. Bridget fell short from having a state berth as well. She was battling some illness and didn't have her head in the game at that particular time. Rightfully so. So, you know, the way the season unfolded and ended up was kind of where we thought we would end up at.
And, you know, you mentioned Troy Benz, just 16 pins from making the state berth. You know, a spare here or one ball or two balls could have probably decided his fate.
Yeah, his last game for individuals, he literally had two open frames his last game, and that cost him.
Let's talk about how the improvement. I think that was really one of the big goals. Is let's see how much improvement we can make from day one to the final day. And how much did you see in both teams?
You know, with the limited amount of practice we get every year, the growth that we were able to see in the kids that are really trying and they're wanting to learn, it was phenomenal. We had a few young men that at the very end of the season try to change things up and change how they do. Were doing their deliveries, they would go to a two-hand delivery, and it kind of cost them a little bit. But ultimately, you know, they're getting into it. They're trying different things. They're trying to make themselves better to improve. And the girls were doing the same thing. The JV girls were always, every time we asked them to try something, they were right there. They were willing and ready to accept the challenge. So from a coaching perspective, I couldn't have asked for a better year.
Seniors this year, did you have any on the teams?
Oh, yeah. We're going to lose a few this next year. We have, I believe, two or three girls that will not be returning, and I think two boys that will not be returning this next year. So we're going to take a hit again, but I don't think it's going to be as a substantial hit on some aspects as what it has been in the past.
And what did those kids mean to you as far as as a coach and just their leadership on the practices you did have and then during your meets as well?
You know, Bridget is one of our athletes that will not be returning next year, and she really stepped up kind of as a team captain this year, and she was always trying to help her teammates and make them understand why we do the things we do and try different things to make their games better. So, you know, that's huge. When you can see the kids that you have coached for all these years become a coach, their teammates, that's, in my opinion, the best view there is.
So you will have a few open spots when season starts next year. What's the message to, maybe some of the JV kids that's looking at like, okay, now maybe it's my turn to make a varsity spot?
You know, the only thing we can really tell the kids is when bowling season's over with, don't quit till next year. You know, go out, remember everything that we went through this year and keep building on that and practicing every chance you get to get better for next year and be better prepared. Our practice time is so limited, and there's going to be some changes coming down the pipes for high school bowling which I think is going to make things a little bit more difficult from a coaching perspective and a team perspective as well next year. So the better prepared we can be, the better off we will be.
Obviously, bowling is an individual and a team sport. Individual wise, it's on them, but also it affects their team as well. How are you able to kind of mesh those two together and make sure, okay, whatever you do when you throw the ball down, that affects everybody else on your team as well?
You know, the biggest thing that we try to get across to our kids is ultimately that they need to control anything that they can control up until the moment they release the ball. Once that ball is released from their hands, it's just up to the powers to be of what happens. So, you know, everything that you can do in your pre-shot routine and your approach is what you can control, and that's what you got to focus on. And you know, you just have to build off of that. And I tell all the kids all day long at practice, you know, if you can control it, that's what you need to focus on. Your scores will come around when the basics become second nature to you. And that's all you can really ask for.
All right. Good to talk to you this year. Look forward to next season. And hopefully, maybe a state tournament run on a couple of individuals or the team.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say we're out of the woods yet. We definitely have a couple of people that would be very capable of making a state berth, so next year could be interesting.
That's Sean Renard, Knoxville bowling coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.